This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. A severe winter storm with snow and dangerously cold temperatures is gripping much of the United States. Tommy McNeil has more.
The scope of the storm has been nearly unprecedented, stretching from the Great Lakes near Canada to the Rio Grande along the border with Mexico. The National Weather Service says about 60% of the U.S. population has faced some sort of winter weather advisory or warning, and temperatures plummeted drastically below normal from east of the Rocky Mountains to the Appalachians. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Three non-governmental organizations, Save the Children, CARE, and the Norwegian Refugee Council, say they'll stop working in Afghanistan because of the Taliban's move to ban female staff. The Taliban has ordered all NGOs to immediately stop female staff from coming to work until further notice. Neil Turner is Norwegian Refugee Council's country director in Afghanistan.
We have complied with all cultural norms, and we simply can't work without our dedicated female staff, who are essential for us to be able to access women who are in desperate need of assistance.
He continues that the timing of this announcement is particularly bad for the people of Afghanistan.
This comes at the worst possible time, when the economy of Afghanistan is collapsing and we need women as part of the workforce to enable the economy to recover.
Ramiz Alakbarov, the United Nations resident and humanitarian coordinator in Afghanistan, said on Twitter that the ban on female NGO workers is a, quote, clear breach of humanitarian